Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for a true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2895, Why You Should Do Less, or maybe even nothing at all, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com, and I'm Justin Mollick. Happy Friday if you're listening in real time, and welcome to the podcast where I read to you covering personal growth and self-help topics like mindfulness, minimalism, self-care, and more. I'm gonna get right to our next article as we optimize your life. Why You Should Do Less, or Maybe Even Nothing at All, by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. We're always encouraged to do more if we want to get ahead in life, to run further, to work out longer, to work more hours. It's freaking exhausting. What if the solution to our problems is to do less? I know it sounds counterintuitive. How the heck do you accomplish all the things you want to get done if you do less? Our culture has become addicted to more. If we don't feel busy, we feel like we're not contributing. We feel the need to tell everybody else how busy and stressed we are, as if it's a badge of honor. In fact, I'm a recovering addict of more and being busy. I never had enough time and proudly told people how busy I was. It wasn't until I started doing less that I got my act together and got more important things done. It started with, do less, you idiot. So we're gonna tighten up our workouts, our productivity at work, and our lives. Ready? Let's do less. Less is more. Strength. Now, this less is more philosophy doesn't apply for everything, but it totally applies to strength training, my preferred method of getting healthier. As we say, a strong nerd is a healthy nerd. Instead of trying to pump your biceps with 10 variations, sculpt your calves with 4 different exercises, hit 3 types of bench presses, and train each glute independently, do less. Do way less. After all, why do 10 different leg exercises and spend 90 minutes doing leg day when you can complete 2 exercises that give you the same or better results? For starters, there is such a thing as diminishing marginal returns. If your first exercise is a compound movement like a squat or deadlift with heavy weight, you're pushing your central nervous system and every muscle in your leg, lower back, and core to their absolute limit. This negates the need for 10 more exercises, each less effective at muscle stimulation than the previous one. Also, doing too many exercises for the same muscle group can lead to overtraining and injury if you're not careful. Just ask our favorite anchorman, Ron Burgundy. It's no surprise Ron isn't exactly the most efficient guy. When you target a single muscle group with 10 different exercises, you're isolating muscles that never actually work in isolation in real life. Why isolate biceps when in reality, your biceps, forearms, shoulders, and back all work together? Compound movements recruit every muscle fiber, every tendon, and small muscle to prepare your body for real-world activities and scenarios. It's much safer and more effective. These days, I work out just 4 days per week for about an hour each time, and I'm in the best shape of my life. 2 lower body days and 2 upper body days. Here's what they look like roughly. Lower body day 1, heavy deadlifts, higher rep front squats, and pistol squats. Upper body day 2, weighted chin-ups, weighted dips, and ring work. Lower body day 3, heavy squats, high rep snatch grip Romanian deadlifts, and pistol squats. And upper body day 4, overhead press, dumbbell rows, and ring work. If you want results, try simplifying your workout. Stick to a few exercises and get really strong with them. Cut your gym time in half, tighten your focus, and make way more progress in a faster time. Unless you're a bodybuilder, stop worrying about sculpting isolated muscles and get strong with big movements. Do more by doing way less. Less is more. Life. Life got you stressed out, never have enough time? Stop trying to do everything. Instead, pick 3 to 4 things that are incredibly important to you each day and say no to everything else. And don't worry, the world won't end. I'm gonna guess your things will end up something like taking care of yourself with exercise, nutrition, and sleep, taking care of your relationships with quality time with family and friends, kicking at work, and I'll get to that in a bit, and enjoying yourself, listening to music, reading a book, or playing video games. Every day, set aside time on your calendar for those things. If you get a request to attend an event or help out with something and you don't have time for it, say no. Do less. Remember, as Derek Sivers says, it's either a yeah or a no. One of my favorite scenes in Forgetting Sarah Marshall has Paul Rudd's stoned character teaching Jason Segel's character how to surf. The wisdom of Kunu seems a little goofy at the time, but has some real-world value for us nerds. Instead of doing a million things and sucking at all of them, why not pick a few and get pretty dang good at them? The less you do, the more you do. Less is more. Work. We're all addicted to being the busy one at work and wanting everyone to know how busy we are. Fun fact, nobody really cares. They're busy too, I promise. What matters? You're doing great work in getting the things done you said you'd get done when you said you would get them done. Want to learn the best thing I've done to explode my productivity and allow me to get more done? I stopped multitasking. We pride ourselves on being fantastic at multitasking. Well, I know I used to. In college, I would study a textbook while watching the Red Sox on mute, blasting music, and playing 4 tables of online poker at the same time. What an idiot. Multitasking seriously makes us dumber. It causes us to waste excess brain power switching back and forth between activities. Stop it. Do less. Now, I'm not saying become Peter from Office Space. Instead, do less by picking 3 major things at work every day you need to accomplish and shut everything off whenever working on those tasks. Personally, I don't check email until after I finish the first task, and I don't let small tasks take priority over the important. My phone is literally on do not disturb mode. Do less, get more done. Chop the unessential from your life. It makes the stuff you keep far more powerful. We burn ourselves out when we don't take the time to actually recharge our batteries, so take time off. Be unavailable when you're not working. And when you're on vacation or spending time not working, embrace it. Stay away from your computer, don't check email, and spend time with friends and family. These moments of not busy allow us to be way more efficient and productive during our work days and lives. The next time you're overwhelmed, take a few minutes to do less. Or do nothing at all. You just listened to the post titled Why You Should Do Less or Maybe Even Nothing at All by Steve Kam of nerdfitness.com. Thank you to Steve. Definitely something to think about today and this weekend. What can you hack away from your life that's not really essential? And by the way, Steve mentioned a Derek Sivers quote in there. That's directly from one of the first episodes I did on this podcast way back in 2016 or so. It was episode 44, and it's a classic. Basically, Derek Sivers argues that if you're not answering yeah with a lot of enthusiasm, then you should probably rethink this activity. And of course, this applies to things that aren't really good for you and are simply demanding your time. Do not apply this to things like going to school or work or doing your taxes, for example, because I don't know anyone who's super excited in saying yes about doing their taxes. Also, on another note, I don't read a ton from Nerd Fitness because most of his articles are about health, which should be obvious. But if you'd like to hear more from him and the website, check out my brother's podcast, Optimal Health Daily. Another Nerd Fitness article will be coming up in probably about a week or so. But that'll do it for here on Optimal Living Daily. Hope you're having a great Friday if you're listening in real time. Thank you for listening. And I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.